Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Man, horrendous.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Poop fest. It's terrible.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
This is excruciating. This is the worst.
May God have mercy on your soul.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Well, we're motoring along on a wonderful Thursday. The NHL made news this week with their return to play format. Major League Baseball is fighting with each other, and we await what will happen with the NBA. Perhaps we're going to see some news in the next few days on their front, but with the whole bubble Disney World thing. On our Wester hotline to talk about the latest from the association is Frank Isola. Now, Frank is with SiriusXM NBA Radio, but I bet a lot of you have seen him quite often on ESPN's Around the Horn, and he is kind enough to join us right now. Frank, it's Howard and Jeremy. Thanks for coming on with us today. Good morning, sir.
How are you guys doing? The NBA is not coming back until the Buffalo Braves can't come back. How about that?
Oh, see, now you just earned yourself some major brownie points up here. See, people get excited when the Clippers wear the throwback jerseys.
Bob McAdoo,
yep.
Randy Smith.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, those were the good old days.
They were
and
the
what
good
were
old
they
days.
Playing? The odd up
yeah.
in Buffalo.
Right, yep. Yeah. So listen, we did want to get you on to get the latest on the NBA. So let's start with the obvious question. What is the latest? As we stand here, sit here on a Thursday morning, what's going on with their return to play discussions?
Well, I think, you know, owners want to play, the players want to play, and I think tomorrow there'll be a Board of Governors meeting, and I think we'll find out a lot more after the, you know, Adam Silver speaks with all the owners. And I think they'll probably have a better plan outlined. I think the big thing that they're debating is whether or not to bring all 30 teams down to Orlando. I think that's kind of silly. I think you've played enough of a regular season. You know, remember back in 99 when the Knicks lost to San Antonio in the NBA Finals, that year you had a 50-game season. Back in 2011, 2012, you had a 66-game season. So every team has played right around 65 games. So for me, I think you've had enough of a legitimate NBA season. No need to bring all 30 teams down there, especially if they're all going to be in this, you know, so-called bubble. Just bring the 16 playoff teams down there, a little bit of a training camp, a couple exhibition games. I would play East versus West for the exhibition games, and then just do 1-8, East, West, and get on with it. Let's get this over with.
We've had the same discussion with the NHL, and because they're in the same boat, you know, 80%+ of the games are played. Do they play regular season? Do they hop right to the playoffs? Well, the NHL kind of compromised. You know, regular season's over, but instead of 16 teams, we're going to have 24. There'll be a play-in round. 8 teams get eliminated. Could the NBA do that? There's been talk about 20 or 24, a World Cup-type proposal, a group play. Could the NBA do that? No regular season, but still add other teams?
I think there's definitely a possibility they can do that. And the reason why these leagues would want to do it, like the NBA and the NHL, is more games would mean more money. Here's the one thing, though, with the NBA. Right now, the eighth-place team in the East is the Orlando Magic. They are 5.5 games better than ninth-place Washington. So if you played 82 games, it's still going to be really difficult for Washington to catch the Orlando Magic and finish in eighth. Then if you look in the Western Conference, Memphis is 3.5 games up on Portland. Now, Portland could conceivably catch them. They're also 8 games under 500.
Yep.
So, you know, to have all these play-in games, for example, Dallas has 40 wins. They're in 7th. Portland is 29. Why would Dallas have to be in a situation for a play-in game when they're 11 games better than the 9th-place team? Mm-hmm. And then the Golden State Warriors, they've already been eliminated from playoff contention. They're 15-50. You're going to bring them down to Orlando? I mean, it seems like you're almost making a mockery of your regular season. I get it. They're doing it. They'd want to play more games for money. But at this point, we're in May. It sounds like things aren't even going to start up again until July when actual games would be played. Just get on with it. Just have the 16 playoff teams and go from there.
Hey, if they do 16, because of the unique situation that, as opposed to even like the NHL is dealing with two hub cities, the NBA in theory would have everybody in one spot. Could you go 1 through 16, 2 through 15, regardless of conferences? You know, Brooklyn and the Lakers would play in the first round and have matchups you normally would never see until the finals.
Well, there's a possibility that that's been talked about. I think it's completely absurd. Number one, there's going to be no reason to add any gimmicks. If you look at what's gone on over the past couple of weeks with golf being on TV,
mm-hmm.
NASCAR on TV, the German Soccer League has been playing on Fox Sports 1, the ratings have been great. So what would be the reason that you would do that? People are going to watch the games. So you've already messed with the season, so it's an abnormal year. Why then would you add this into it midway through? I think they should do 1 through 16 eventually. But I'm doing that when the season starts, and I'm going to play a more balanced schedule. I think to do it now, it's just too gimmicky. There's no reason to do that. And once these games start, people are going to get into it. So I don't know why you need to do 1 through 16. If you decided that before the year began, that's one thing. To do it in midstream, I think it kind of cheapens the product a little bit.
Let me ask you this. In terms of revenues, getting back to the discussion about why would you go beyond 16, and the NHL's has done that, and in part, yeah, you know, more TV, maybe not necessarily gain revenue, but minimize what you'd be losing. In terms of the loss of revenue, Frank, for the NBA, I know there's no way to calculate it right now, but what could the ramifications be going forward for the NBA, the salary cap, all the different things that people are beginning to take into account with loss of hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars?
Well, remember now, a lower salary cap, that would impact free agents down the road. And two guys to look to are Anthony Davis, who can opt out of his contract after this season and then sign a long-term deal. Now, because a lot of people think the cap is going to go down, the idea or the thinking is that Anthony Davis will opt into his contract, which I think is going to call for him to make about $26 million, become a free agent after the next season with the hope that the cap will increase. Then you have Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks. He's eligible this summer to sign a Supermax extension. The likelihood of him doing that now, I think it would decrease, because if he waited another year, it could be even more money. So it definitely has some huge ramifications. You know, to me, the player that has the most to lose right now, just in terms of not having a season, that's LeBron James, you know, considering his age, and, you know, he's hoping, you know, this is all about his legacy. But I think the team that has the most to lose is the Milwaukee Bucks. They have the best record in the league. You know, they last won a championship, last won the finals in 71. You know, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to become a free agent. They were having this, you know, once in a generation type of season. And if you don't play games, it really hurts them. I think it would hurt them in terms of, you know, potentially resigning Giannis Antetokounmpo. So there's a lot at stake here, not just money, but legacy and the future of some of these franchises, the immediate future of some of these franchises.
Frank Isola with us. A couple things before we let you go, Frank. You had mentioned everybody wants to come back and play. What about what you guys are hearing from the players? Now, again, the NHL came out with their format, but they still have yet to announce actual protocols for phase 3 when full camps open up, for phase 4 when they actually play the games. What are you hearing in terms of NBA players? I know today there was a story about maybe they might have a plan to allow families to go down to Orlando to be with the players when they're in the quote bubble. Will there be players who won't want to come back?
I think there would be. I think there were some players that, you know, just wouldn't want to play. I think there are some players who, you know, could be legitimately concerned due to health reasons. But I still think most of them, if they know that the NBA is doing things the right way, I still think, you would get a majority of players that'll sign up for it and go down to Orlando. Now, the idea with the families, I think it's a smart thing that the NBA is doing, because now you're almost leaving it up to the players. Because I would think deep down, not every player is going to think, is it really going to be the best thing to bring my family with me down there? If I'm going to be there for 6 weeks or 2 months, we're going to be, you know, I have this beautiful palatial house. Would they be better just staying there, or would they be better coming into a hotel room with me in Orlando, where they're not? I don't even think if they go down there that they would be able to, you know, really leave that spot and go to, say, like the amusement parks and things like that. So I think publicly, players are going to say that it's great. I just don't know if any player is going to say publicly, yeah, I really don't want my family with me, because when you're on a business trip sometimes and you're, you know, you're kind of focused in on just your work, that becomes a bit of a distraction. Plus, I think for the families, it could be. It's not. I think most of them would probably have a better situation at home. If LeBron James were to sit down with his kids and say, hey, you guys can come down to Orlando, I'm going to get a big suite down there, and they're going to be looking around at the house that they're living in now in Beverly Hills and say, you know what, Dad, we're okay right here with the beautiful house and the basketball court we got.
Yeah, Jeremy and I were saying the other day, Frank, I think if you were to set up the one-city bubble, I'm not sure you can come up. I know Vegas had been mentioned, but I'm not sure you can come up with a better concept than Disney, because, you know, you have everything you need on Disney property. Your players, the fam, no one has to venture into the city or even leave property. Everything they would need would be right there in the bubble.
Yeah, and you know what's going to be pretty wild, too? I've been to that Wild World of Sports complex down at Disney, watching my kids play down there. You know, it's an amazing place. But the MLS is going to be down there, too, on the soccer fields, which are right next to, you know, the indoor basketball court. So it's going to be like a pretty wild, you know, couple of weeks and months down there. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. There's going to be a lot of big-time sports being played down there. And remember this, too, about the bubble. You know, after you get, you know, out of the first round of the playoffs, which, you know, you would hope would be over in about 10 days if teams are playing every other day, 10 days to 14 days. You know, once the first round is over, you've now gone from 16 teams to 8.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty quickly, you know, after that first round, you just got rid of half the teams, and things will move at a pretty quick pace. And again, I think fans, they want to see these games in the worst way. And I, you know, again, the rating, if the ratings for Dortmund versus Bayern Munich are great, I think the ratings for a Laker-Memphis Grizzly playoff series are going to be pretty good as well.
So final thing, Frank, in the best case scenario, when, at this point, what kind of time frame are we talking about when games would begin?
It's weird because they are kind of kicking the stone down the road a little bit. We, you know, it was about 6 weeks ago when Mark Cuban said, we're looking at a June start, but I'm going to bet the under. I think we'll be starting in late May. Well, it's late May. They haven't started yet.
Yeah.
So I would think they try to get things started by mid-July. And so I think that's when the playoffs are going to be. It's hard for it not to feel like it's going to be a summer league championship, but they want to crown a champion. If that's what they want to do, they're going to have to start sooner than later. But I would say mid-July and probably ending, you know, pretty late August.
We are with Frank Isola, joining us from SiriusXM NBA Radio and also ESPN's Around the Horn. Frank, thanks for coming on with us. It was nice having you on the show today.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.